Hi there, it's Mark here, and I'm back with an Easter-themed edition of Pub Quiz Super Genius. This is a supersized episode, so there are 6 rounds and 21 questions. So you'll need to get 21 out of 21 to earn that title of Pub Quiz Super Genius. Right, there's quite a lot to get through today, so I think we should get started. Eyes down, and here we go for this Easter Monday edition of Pub Quiz Super Genius. As this is a supersized quiz, round 1 is 6 questions long, but as always, it is the alphabet round. This is where all of the answers begin with the same letter, and this week that letter is C for chocolate. So very best of luck as we play round 1, the alphabet round. Question 1. The Golden Tickets and Square Sweets That Look Round are chapters from which Roald Dahl novel? Remember, all the answers in this round begin with the letter C for chocolates. The Golden Tickets and Square Sweets That Look Round are chapters from which Roald Dahl novel? Question 2. Rum Tum Tugger and Grisabella are characters in which stage musical? Rum Tum Tugger and Grisabella are characters in which stage musical? Question 3. Denver is the capital of which US state? Denver is the capital of which US state? Question 4. Who won the Best Leading Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards? Who won the Best Leading Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards? Question 5. Aircross and Picasso are cars by which automotive manufacturer? Aircross and Picasso are cars by which automotive manufacturer? And question 6, final question of this alphabet round. Believe was a 1998 UK number 1 single for which singer? Believe was a 1998 UK number 1 single for which singer? Okay then, did you make a good start with this alphabet round? Well, let's find out, because here come the answers. Give yourself a point for everyone that you got correct. Question 1. The Golden Tickets and Square Sweets That Look Round are chapters from the Roald Dahl novel Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Question 2. Rum Tum Tugger and Grisabella are characters in the stage musical Cats. Question 3. Denver is the capital of the US state Colorado. Question 4. The person who won the Best Leading Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards was Cillian Murphy. Question 5. Aircross and Picasso are cars by Citroën. And question 6. Believe was a 1998 UK number 1 single for sure. Right, that's one round down and 5 more to go. It's time for round 2. It's 5 questions long, and this week we are playing It Says in the Phrase. I am about to give you a phrase, and all the answers in this round can be made up with the letters that spell out that phrase. And I can tell you that this week, that phrase is chocolate eggs. So eyes down as we play round 2, It Says in the Phrase. Question 1. Which French fashion brand that was founded in 1933 has a famous crocodile logo? Remember, all the answers in this round can be spelled using letters from the phrase chocolate eggs. Which French fashion brand that was founded in 1933 has a famous crocodile logo? Question 2. Which Puccini opera is set in Rome in 1800s? Which Puccini opera is set in Rome in 1800s? Question 3. What is the world's most visited website? What is the world's most visited website? Question 4. Frank Lampard, Jose Mourinho and Claudio Ranieri have all managed which football club? Frank Lampard, Jose Mourinho and Claudio Ranieri have all managed which football club? And question 5, final question of this round. Whoopi Goldberg won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in which film? Whoopi Goldberg won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in which film? Okay then, did that round spell success for you? Well, let's find out, because here come the answers. Question 1. The French fashion brand that was founded in 1933 that has a famous crocodile logo is Lacoste. Question 2. The Puccini opera set in Rome in 1800 is Tosca. Question 3. The world's most visited website is Google. Question 4. Frank Lampard, Jose Mourinho and Claudio Ranieri have all managed Chelsea. And question 5. Whoopi Goldberg won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in the film Ghost. So very well done if you said that. Right, it's time for round 3. It is 4 questions long. And this week is one of my favourite rounds, the Red Herring Rounds. You are about to hear 5 answer options. 4 of those options will be an answer to one of the questions in this round. However, one of them won't be an answer to any of the questions, and that is the red herring. So do your best to avoid it, as it will definitely be wrong. So here we go then, it's time for round 3, the Red Herring Rounds. Okay then, as is Easter, all of your options for this red herring round are names of chocolate bars. So the options are Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way and Kit Kat. Question 1. In 1995, the band Ash had a hit single with the song Girl From Where? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? In 1995, the band Ash had a hit single with the song Girl From Where? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? Question 2. In 2007, Nintendo released the video game Super Mario What? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? In 2007, Nintendo released the video game Super Mario What? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? Question 3. Which of these is the title of a magazine that was first published in London in 1968? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? Which of these is the title of a magazine that was first published in London in 1968? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? And question 4, final question of this round. What is the name of the club in the musical Cabaret? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? What is the name of the club in the musical Cabaret? Galaxy, Time Out, Mars, Milky Way or Kit Kat? Okay then. Did you manage to avoid the red herring? Well, let's find out, because here come the answers. Question 1. In 1995, the band Ash had a hit single with the song Girl From Mars. Question 2. In 2007, Nintendo released the video game Super Mario Galaxy. Question 3. The title of the magazine that was first published in London in 1968 is Time Out. And question 4. The name of the club in the musical Cabaret is the Kit Kat Club. So that means the red herring was Milky Way. You don't get an extra point for that, but you do get an extra well done from me, so very well done. Right then, we are powering through this quiz, and it's already time for round 4. It's 3 questions long, and this week we are playing Who Am I? For each question, I will give you some clues to a famous person, and all you need to do is identify that person. And all the people in this week's round were born in April. So, very best of luck as we play round 4, Who Am I? Question 1. I was born in Perth, Australia on the 4th of April 1979. I have roles in the movies A Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain. And in 2009, I won a posthumous Best Supporting Actor Oscar. Who am I? I was born in Perth, Australia on the 4th of April 1979. I have roles in the films A Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain. And in 2009, I won a posthumous Best Supporting Actor Oscar. Who am I? Question 2. I was born in Florence on the 15th of April 1542. Amongst other things, I was an artist, a scientist, a mathematician, and an inventor, and I painted The Last Supper. Who am I? I was born in Florence on the 15th of April 1542. Amongst other things, I was an artist, a scientist, a mathematician, and an inventor, and I painted The Last Supper. Who am I? And question 3, final question of this round. I was born in Fort Worth, Texas on the 24th of April 1982. I won the first ever series of American Idol, and my hit singles include Since You've Been Gone and Breakaway. Who am I? I was born in Fort Worth, Texas on the 24th of April 1982. I won the first ever series of American Idol, and my hit singles include Since You've Been Gone and Breakaway. Who am I? Okay then. Did you know who was who? Well, let's find out because here come the answers. Question 1. I was born in Perth, Australia on the 4th of April 1979. I have roles in the films A Knight's Tale and Brokeback Mountain. And in 2009, I won a posthumous Best Supporting Actor Oscar. That is Heath Ledger. Question 2. I was born in Florence on the 15th of April 1542. Amongst other things, I was an artist, a scientist, a mathematician and an inventor. And I painted The Last Supper. That's Leonardo da Vinci. And question 3. I was born in Fort Worth, Texas on the 24th of April 1982. I won the first ever series of American Idol, and my hit singles include Since You've Been Gone and Breakaway. That is Kelly Clarkson. Right then, we're getting towards the end of this quiz. There are only 2 rounds left. It's time for round 5. It's 2 questions long, and today we are playing Same Month, Different Year. For each question, I will read out an event that happened in April. All you need to do is identify which year. And there are multiple choice options to help you out. So, good luck as we play this April edition of Same Month, Different Year. Question 1. The racehorse Red Rum won a record-breaking 3rd Grand National on the 2nd of April in which year? A. 1977, B. 1980, or C. 1983? The racehorse Red Rum won a record-breaking 3rd Grand National on the 2nd of April in which year? A. 1977, B. 1980, or C. 1983? Question 2, your second and final question of this round. Yuri Gagarin became the first man to go into space on the 12th of April in which year? A. 1958, B. 1961, or C. 1964. Yuri Gagarin became the first man to go into space on the 12th of April in which year? A. 1958, B. 1961, or C. 1964. Okay then. Could you identify those years? Well, let's find out because here come the answers. Question 1. The racehorse Red Rum won a record-breaking third Grand National on the 2nd of April in A, 1977. So very well done if you said that. And question two. Yuri Gagarin became the first man to go into space on the 12th of April in B, 1961. So that's another point if you said B, 1961. Okay then, we've made it to the final round of this Easter quiz. As always, it consists of just one question, but it is a really tough question. But it's always worth a guess. So even if you don't think you have a clue, just stick something down and you never know, you might still get it right. So eyes down for this Easter-themed really tough question. And your really tough question this week is this. In the Bible, Judas betrayed Jesus for how many pieces of silver? So, some of you might know the answer to this one. If you do, well done. Write it down and enjoy that point. However, if you don't, just guess a number. And you never know, you might still get it right anyway. So, that question one last time. In the Bible, Judas betrayed Jesus for how many pieces of silver? Right then, did you crack this week's really tough question? Well, let's find out because here comes the answer. I asked you, in the Bible, Judas betrayed Jesus for how many pieces of silver? And I can tell you the correct answer is 30 pieces of silver. So give yourself a point and a pat on the back if you said that. So, how did you do? If you got 21 out of 21, congratulations, you are now a pub quiz super genius. But don't worry if you didn't, as I will be back in a few weeks with a load more quizzes, so please do look out for my return. As always, all the questions were by me, and all the music was by Kevin MacLeod. Thanks for listening, and happy Easter.